Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
Hello.
Week.
Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and try to
listen to your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Hey, weird adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults. Good morning. It's Saturday morning and I just woke up and I have no friends. No one wakes up early. So I thought I would record a podcast. I don't know. So sue me. A few things up top. Welcome. I'm Esther. This is my podcast, Weird Adults. And I'm a stand-up comedian, so I have some dates. Some blind dates coming up because I'm lonely. No, I'm going to be in Ohio on March 11th and 12th in Austintown, Ohio, at the Comedy Cellar at Mojo's. So, Austintown, Ohio, March 11th and 12th. See how far that is from you and make your way over. If you just Google Comedy Cellar at Mojo's, you'll find tickets because I don't have a ticket link right now. Oh my God, the night before I go to Ohio, I'm going to see Ruth B, who's this, I guess she's technically used to be a Vine star, or I don't know how that works, but she was popular in Vine. She's a singer and she's awesome. I discovered her on Periscope. I guess her record label, they like bought ad space on Periscope where she was a feature. I don't know how that works, but her broadcast was featured and she sang from her new album and I just could not believe she's so good. Her name's Ruth B. So I'm now just promoting her concert, I guess. but I was just looking at my calendar and I very rarely buy concert tickets, but that one is in my calendar. It's also on that same day in my calendar is when I think I'm going to get my next period. So that's exciting. Not really. I hate getting it. What else? Oh, March 2nd, Wednesday, March 2nd, I'm going to be at UCB on Franklin. It's my show where we go through your stuff. It's last month was so fun. This month, I don't know what guests we're having, but I should figure that out because it's like in a week or something. But Wednesday, March 2nd, it also happens to be my birthday. So crazy shit could happen or nothing. I don't know. Usually something crazy happens and everything falls apart and there's like a mental breakdown of sorts when I have my own live show. I'm also going to be at Flappers March 6th with a bunch of cool people. A lot of comedy writers on that show. Steve Healy, Dana Gould. So that is March 6th at Flappers. And that's it. I usually don't talk about shows that much, but I did just happen to have my calendar in front of me. I'm also getting coffee with a friend on Wednesday. So, okay. So, seeing my doctor on Friday. Guys, my doctor books out so far. I fucking want a new doctor. I want a doctor that can book me like that week. And it's to the point where I actually booked two. I guess it was accidental, but I had forgotten that I booked a physical because it was so far away that I booked another one. So now I have two physicals on the schedule. I'm going to sell one of them. If anyone wants a physical with my doctor in March, I have one for sale. So please contact me. I will sell you this time slot. Okay. That's nothing. TV stuff. I'm going to be on Not Safe with Nikki Glaser Tuesday, February 23rd. I'm so excited. Mom and Dad, please, please do not watch. I mean, I said things to the point where I'm like, should I email the producers and be like, can we cut that? But I have no, I would never do that. But the thought crossed my mind. So I guess watch it. I don't know what I said. It's a sex talk show and I never talk about sex, but I just have so much to say in my head that I don't know. So check that out. Not Safe with Nikki Glaser on Comedy Central Tuesday night. And that show, there's a new show on Netflix. It's called Love. I'm sure you've heard of it by now. It just dropped this week. And it's produced by Judd Apatow, written by Paul Rust and Leslie Arfin, starring Paul and Gillian Jacobs. It's really good. I really like it. I happen to have a very, you could call it a cameo, if that, very small part in the fourth episode. Probably not worth watching just to see me, but worth watching for sure. Otherwise, I would guess that by the time people are listening to this podcast, everyone has already binge watched it because it's just the perfect show to binge watch. It's about relationships and I instantly related to it and just loved it. And then March 3rd on True TV, Late Night Snack is the name of the show, and it is a, it's basically a 30-minute show filled with web shorts. So I think Funny or Die had a show like that on HBO way back in the day, where they just showed a bunch of different Funny or Die sketches within a show. That's the same kind of format. Late Night Snack on True TV. I happen to have new episodes, never before seen, not even by me yet, of Cocktails with Little Esther. That's that little sexy talk show, but not like real sex, like silly as fuck sex talk show, that I did for Above Average. We did 6 episodes, so those are on Above Average's YouTube channel. But if you watch those already and you're like, I want more with new people, those will be on Late Night Snack, True TV. That show is 10 episodes long, but we only shot 5 episodes of Cocktails. So there's a 1 in 5, 1 in 2. Okay. There's a 1 in 2 chance that when you watch Late Night Snack, you will see an episode of Cocktails. And a web series I shot 2 fucking years ago. Maybe it could have been 3 years ago, but I'm going to root for that it was only 2 years ago, called Hope and Randy, a web series about a young couple that I'm in with my friend from college, Mike Castle, is also going to finally fucking debut and be on Late Night Snack. I think I did an interview with Splitsider 2 years ago where I'm like, and then next, very soon, Like, I was in my mind, like, in a month, see me in this web series, Hope and Randy. And now 2 years later, here we are. And that's sucked because it's something that I made that I really, really like. So I'm guess now it's good that you get to see me in it. But I don't know what weight I'm at and what my face looks like 2 years ago, but I am excited for you to see it. So Late Night Snack on True TV, 11 p.m. Check your local listing. I mean, who the fuck cares? But that's on. Now, the podcast is over. No. But this is just a solo quick episode because I'm just I'm looking to get back into the habit of talking into a microphone by myself too. Periscope has really, I'm just going to be fucking honest. Dustin, our podcast producer, and Dark Lord, he tweeted a few weeks ago that Periscope killed Weird Adults. And I was like, he's kind of right, but I don't want it to be true. So I'm here, I'm getting in the habit of podcasting, and I don't want Periscope to kill us, but I have been using it so much. It's so addicting to just turn the app on and have a bunch of people ready to hang out and watch and comment. I would say my favorite thing that's happening on Periscope right now for me is that I've been making meals on it, and there are people there that watch me and help me and tell me what to do. Like, they're like, no, don't rinse the chicken, or do rinse the chicken, or make sure you line that with foil and coat the potatoes in olive oil. Like, just the little mistakes that I would make while making myself dinner and never know what I did wrong, and then it tastes bad and I don't know why. Those are being avoided left and right. And it's so and I think it's fun for people to watch an idiot trying to cook and tell her what to do. I don't know. I'm just guessing. So if you ever see me post a Periscope with the word chef in it, that's probably what's going to happen. And I also, a strategy for my cooking is, because I never cook. Since I've lived in LA, my eating habits are just, it's fast food, it's a $12 salad, it's Froyo, more Taco Bell. It's just not appropriate for a young woman. So I decided that I wanted to try my best to start cooking, and I've done this many times, it never sticks, but my strategy this time is to just make the easiest thing I can make and keep making that same easy thing as much as I can to get in the habit of cooking for myself. And I think it's working. I'm sick of the chicken that I make, but I keep making it. And I think that I'm somewhat in the habit of making dinner, which is great. And the strategy kind of comes from the thought of, like, you wouldn't go to if you wanted to become a tap dancer, you wouldn't go to a super advanced tap class and then be like, you'd give up because it'd be too fucking hard, and it wouldn't be fun at all because it would be so hard and you'd be lost and stressed. However, if you went to a very basic beginning tap lesson, you'd like get to do a thing or two because you'd be able to follow along and you'd feel like you're working at your level and you'd actually have a sense of accomplishment because you're able to keep up, and you'd keep going back because you'd like the way it felt to learn a little and accomplish something small. So that's my strategy here today with cooking. Just make the easiest thing so that you make something. That's the point. The things that I've been making that I'm probably sick of now are chicken soaked in Italian dressing and then baked, and that with a small side salad, or baked zucchini with cheese on it, and baked potatoes, like cut up, olive oil, salt, baked, get hot and crispy. And a meal like that, it's just, you just pick the three things. One
protein, one starch, and one vegetable. So when you look at it like that, that also helps. Just the complexity that could come along with cooking is what turns me the fuck off. So that's what I'm trying to eliminate. And then I also make a turkey sandwich on sourdough with avocado and lettuce, tomato, garlic salt, which garlic salt is a lie. It's, you'd think, okay, it says garlic salt, it's just garlic and salt. No, it has like 14 other things in it, including breadcrumbs. So it's a little shady, but it is so good that it doesn't matter. So lettuce, tomato, onion, which does fuck your mouth up for a few days, me personally, especially because I have just bad breath problems that I notice have not gone away, or at least are worse now. Whatever. And then turkey, I'm on a Munster cheese kick. I think that's it. Sourdough. I don't need mayo or mustard because of the avocado, but I've been told that I should look into those things. Also, having sourdough bread at home, I mean, it just instantly upgrades everything about your life. Because at any point when you're just hungry late at night, all you do is toast sourdough bread with butter and salt or avocado, and it's so good. You just, it's like you got your power back or something. You're independent. You don't need the delivery guy. You have your own toast at home. I also feel that way, but have greatly abused my powers of having chocolate chip cookie dough in my refrigerator at all times. This was like a little strategy I came up with where, because you know, late at night, you're like, fuck, I want cookies. But there's none delivery services for cookies in LA late at night. I know that you are thinking of insomnia cookies when I say that, because I am. We had it in college at University of Illinois. I know it's in New York. I saw it on Yelp when I was in Berkeley, I think, or somewhere else recently. There's nothing like it in LA. And I decided, again, take the power into my own hands and always have cookie dough. Then you're always 8 minutes away from fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. However, I have greatly abused this power and have been eating a bigger than a handful number. So 4 to 6 to 8 amount of cookies every day. And that I'm going to do damage. So I thought I recommended this, but I really kind of don't. I guess if you have self-control, you should totally have cookie dough at home. But if you don't, you should think it through like I should have. I should get one of those little safes. You know, they have these safes where you can, it just looks like a container that holds food, like a clear plastic container with a lid, but it has a timer on it and a lock. So after a certain you set it, and then it cannot be opened. Benji, my friend, bought this, and we used it for cookies, and then he used it for weed, but I don't think it just didn't really. Because I'll go out and buy more. If I can't access the stuff I have at home, I will put my clothes back on and get my car keys and go buy and I'd find it. So I think this self-control maybe has to come from within. I'm learning a lot right now, just thinking it through. Anyhow, anywho. You know what? I realized that my absolute favorite compliment for someone is kind of silly and barely sounds like a compliment, but if I say it for someone, it's almost the best thing I could say. And it came from my friend Angela, who we were once just talking to each other about each other, and she's saying many nice things, but one of them that she said was that I was not annoying at all. And I actually, well, first of all, I can be very annoying, and it's almost the most fun place for me to be is when I'm being annoying to other people. But I think that's something different. That's like a specific set out to annoy personality mode. But then I realized that's the best compliment. And I like all you have to say is someone's just not annoying, and you know they're cool and they're not annoying. And it's, I don't know, it's just funny to me that that sounds like barely a compliment, but it ends up being something that I say about people, and I feel the most proud to say it about someone, because it just means that I really like them and can be around them at any time because they won't annoy you. So I guess this is a pretty short episode today, but I did just want to check in and get in the habit of talking into a podcast microphone by myself. Although I really buy myself episodes, I guess you could call them solo episodes. They're not necessarily the face of Weird Adults. They're not our bread and our sourdough toast and salted butter, but I think they're a nice once in a while tradition that I would like to keep alive, especially because sometimes booking guests is annoying and it's hard to make that happen when you have so much cookie dough in the fridge. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope that I see you guys at live shows, and I hope that you consider donating to the podcast. We have a couple equipment upgrades on our wish list. Not, it's like a figurative wish list. So that would be cool. As always, you can do that via feralaudio.com on the Weird Adults show page. Or you can just PayPal directly to littleesternewsletter@yahoo.com. That's the email address, littleesternewsletter@yahoo.com. That way I'll get it faster and easier. And I think, is that it? I really just use Periscope so much, and I say everything there, but that doesn't get saved, which is kind of a bummer. Another favorite use of Periscope I have is when I go home, I just turn it on as much as possible and just capture my parents as much as I can. I also like to call them on it. So, you know, fun stuff. Thanks for your support. If you have questions or topics you're interested in, you know what? Maybe I should do a Periscope right now and get questions from people and then talk about them. I don't know. Maybe we'll do that next time. I'll see you guys very soon. Feral Audio.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.